This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, positive thinking. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the qualities and one of the traits which is very helpful in making a human a perfect being, and one of the qualities which can make our life very, very calm and full of beauty, is the quality of positive thinking, is the quality of having good thoughts about others, and not just about others, about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in Quranic guidance, in Quranic teachings we find, and in the religious teachings we find, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His guiders and the awliya always tell us to think positive about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in a hadith al-Qudsi, in one of the narration that Holy Prophet narrates from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا عَنْدَ حُسْنِ ظَنَّ عَبْدِي بِي, that I treat my servant, I treat the humans according to their thoughts and according to their positive thinking about me. So if they are positive in thinking about me, I give them more blessings and I treat them with more mercy. So we should think positively about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not just about Allah, about all beings around us. And one of the qualities and one of the traits that Islam always calls and emphasizes that we should have in our life is thinking positively about everyone around us. Welcome back. We were talking about the positive thinking and how it is helpful in personal and collective life. Well, Islam focuses on this topic, and there is a kind of emphasis in Islamic teachings and Islamic verses. We find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala emphasizes, and His Prophet tells us, that we should always think positive about others. There is a verse in Quran which says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. O you who believe, avoid much suspicions. Indeed, having negativity and looking with negativity towards others has negative implications for us. Psychologically, if you look at yourself, you are not calm. If you have negativity, if you look towards other people with negativity, it's actually you who was suffering. It's not the other. And you are not calm. To have tranquility in your life and be calm, you need always to think positively and have good thoughts about everyone around you. Because having negative thoughts is actually haunting yourself. It is damaging you. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always calls us and His Prophet to think positively about everything in the life. And having such a positive attitude and thinking towards others will bring calmness and tranquility in our lives. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care, and goodbye.